Shalom Aleichem. I'm speaking today on Wednesday, the 32nd day of the Omer. I want to take the opportunity to discuss the day of Lag BaOmer itself. I'm not so much from what is often discussed in regards to the Kabbalistic importance of it, of Shimon Bar Yochai, the writing of the Zohar, etc., all of which is certainly fascinating, important, and somewhat controversial. But to discuss the various minhagim and the various days that have been adopted in regards to the minhagim of Avelis itself. Obviously, we speak about the day of Lag BaOmer, because Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, is significant. But as far as what is actually observed in regards to these minhagim of Avelos, itself is a huge source of controversy. The reason we have, of course, these days of Avelos is because the Gemara tells us in Yevamos that during this period of time between Pesach and the Pros La'atzeres, the period of time before Shavuos, so 12,000 pairs of students, Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 students passed away. Immediately afterwards, Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara tells us, began to teach his five new Talmidim. The question is, when exactly did these Talmidim pass away, and hence, when should we keep these various obligations or these customs of Avelos? No haircuts, no shaving perhaps, no go having weddings, other forms of entertainment, music. All the Gemara tells us is that between Pesach and Shavuot, we're not really sure exactly which days specifically are considered to be days of Avelos. It's actually six minhagim that are brought down. One minhag is that of the Ramah, as we found in Siman Tav Tzad Gimel 493, namely that we keep Avelos until the day of the 33rd day of the Omer. And that's in fact what Ashkenazim do. The Mechaber says that it's not until day 33, but it'd be until day 34, which this year would be Friday, which raises its own issue as far as what would happen if day 34 fell out on an Erev Shabbos. There is another minhag which is brought down by the Magen Avraham, namely that a person can get haircuts, listen to music, until after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then be matbid, and then be concerned about those minhage svira until Shavuos. There's another minhag also brought down by the Magen Avraham, that we are matbid for the minhage Avelos from the very beginning of Rosh Chodesh Iyar until 3 days before Shavuos, the beginning of the Shlosha Sigmei Hagvalah, the 3 days in which Klal Yisrael cannot touch the mountain. There's another minhag that essentially we keep it from after Isru Chag HaPesach until Shavuos itself, essentially keeping the entire time besides Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Lag BaOmer, and then if you do the cheshbon, you do the count, that would come out to be 33 days. And the last minhag is that essentially we keep the entire time from Pesach until Shavuos with basically no exception. And there's a discussion in the Acharonim as far as explaining each one of these various six minhagim, the lengthy tshuva by Moshe Feinstein about this issue. What's the basis of all these various minhagim? What Moshe seems to essentially say is that we can break this list into two different categories. One category are those poskim that say that it was, let's say, the first 33 days between Pesach and Shavuos. That's when the Talmidim and Rabbi Akiva passed away, and therefore, as a result, that's when we keep the Minhagim of Avelos, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it'll be the first 34 days. But other postmen seem to say, no, we're not exactly sure that we know which days Rabbi Akiva's students died and which days that death came to a conclusion, but we know that it was somehow 33 days between Pesach and Shavuot, and we're going to try to sort of figure out which 33 days we should keep. Not necessarily that these are the 33 days where the students were dying, but that we find out or that we come up with some type of equation or some type of number of which days should be observed, even though we're not necessarily saying that it's those days they died on, but we observe 33 days from time X to time why, but again, not necessarily just paralleling after when the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva had actually passed away. Again, so there's six different minhagim. Rav Moshe Feinstein paskind that we hold like the Ramah, namely that it's the first 33 days. And Rav Moshe said that he says, kamdumani, in other words, it appears to me that even the Tzvardim, who normally hold like Shulchan Aruch, the Tzvardim in this case only hold the first 33 days and not 34 days, although that statement seems to be contradicted by Rav Aji Yosef, of course, the great Tzvardi Posek, that seems to assume that Tzvardim should be makbid for 34 days. The interesting shita brought down by the Zohar. The Zohar said, and this is followed by Chassidim, that we have the more expansive period of time, namely from Pesach to Shavuos, those 49 days, and there's a prohibition of getting a haircut, of getting married, and all the various prohibitions. Now, the reason that the mainstream poskim give for that is the assumption that the Talmid of Akiva died during that period of time, with exclusion of Yontif, exclusion of Shabbos, and that comes out to 33 days. But the reason the Zohar gives is something different altogether. Namely, the Zohar said that because we know, based again on the Midrashim and based on Kabbalistic ideas, the Bnei Yisrael had been submerged into the Memtes Shari Tuma, the 49 different levels, 49 different stages of impurity when we were in Egypt, that these were now the 49 days of trying to build ourselves up from the 49 days of Tumah. And therefore, because of that, these days have a certain level of seriousness, maybe even like some element of mourning, because it's keneged, or it's referring to, it's sensitive to the fact of the 49 levels of Tumah we were in. So therefore, we keep 49 days of quasi-mourning as a response to the simple state that the Bnei Yisrael had been in during a period of time and the effort to cleanse ourselves. And therefore, we are in a little bit more of a sensitive state now during those 49 days. I was listening to a shiur recently by Rav Hershel Schechter, Shlita, and he was discussing that very famous Gemara in Yevamos that says the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva passed away because they did not treat themselves, each other, with respect. Now, of course, this is something that is discussed at length by many acharonim about what exactly this meant, that they did not treat each other with respect. And also, beyond that, how could it be that the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, the person who was the practitioner of the statement, how could it be that those Talmidim we're not nagu kavos delozeh? It seems almost hard to imagine. So Shatter quoted from Rav Henkin. This is not something I've heard before, and I've not seen before in Rav Henkin's writings. Rav Henkin said, no. The real reason that the Talmidim were killed were not because shalom nagu kavos delozeh, they didn't treat each other with respect, but the real reason for their death was because they had been involved in the Bar Kokhba revolt, which of course was really to some degree the brainchild of Rabbi Akiva, and they had been a part of that revolt, and they died in that revolt. And instead of having that stated explicitly in the Gemara as maybe something that would be a criticism of those Talmidim, or maybe something that would take away from the legacy of those Talmidim, Chazal gave a completely different reason as to why those Talmidim had passed away. Again, I'm not sure, having not seen this in Rav Henkin inside, whether he quotes a source for this or whether or not it's just his own theory, but that certainly is a fascinating idea that this statement, Shelo Nagu Kavu Delazeh, is really sort of a cover-up for something else. There's a discussion in the Poskim, and before we conclude, about what happens about when I decide that I'm keeping the first day of, or the first days of those Avelos, the first 33 days, and then someone who is keeping the second part of Sfira, so someone decides to go ahead and to have a wedding, or even let's say someone who has a wedding during a period of time where everyone agrees is problematic. For instance, from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Lag BaOmer, am I allowed to go ahead and even though perhaps I show up at a wedding and I'm not clean shaven, and I haven't gotten a haircut, and I'm keeping those minhagi avelus, Am I still allowed to go to someone else's wedding, or is that considered to be a tarshei d'tasrei? Me going to a wedding conflicts with the avelus that I'm keeping, and Ramosha felt that that is not the case. There's a mitzvah for someone to get married, even if there's no potential for puruvu, for having children, and therefore part of the mitzvah of getting married is having people to come through the smechas and the kava. So even though right now I perhaps might be in avelus, so therefore my obligation is to you, the person getting married, and therefore I need to come and help the mismeach you, and therefore a person would be allowed to go to weddings during Tzvira to help the mismeach chas and l'kalo. Lastly, Rav Moshe and others have a discussion of whether or not people in the same community can keep different customs, or is that considered to be a problem of Lo Tzitzkotu? Lo Tzitzkotu names we shouldn't have division of the Klai Yisrael, people should not keep different minhagim. So Rav Moshe felt there's not a real problem of Lo Tzitzkotu. People are coming from different communities, different backgrounds, different places in Europe, different places throughout the world. And nowadays, sort of, there's so many different types of customs, so many different types of minhagim. There's not really what you would call anymore like a minhag makom, like a minhag of one place. And therefore, seeing that anyway, there's so many different minhagim, so it's not considered to be a violation of the Yisra Lo Tzitzkotu. If I keep the first half of Tzvira, you keep the second half of Tzvira, closest go-to would only be where there's an established minhag of a place, and then someone comes ahead and he conflicts with that minhag. But not necessarily nowadays, that same idea of closest go-to would not necessarily apply in this type of case. Everyone should have a meaningful Lag BaOmer. Everyone should think about the great sacrifice of Rabbi Kiva, his ability to pick himself up after the death of his Tamidim, to go on teaching new Tamidim, and it should be a day of renewal, a day of hope, a day of Simcha for us and for all Klai Yisrael. Thank you.